I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. On September 18, 1787, delegates to the Constitutional Convention had largely finished the work that had kept them occupied through a long, sweltering summer in Philadelphia. A little-known figure in constitutional history named Jacob Shallus, the assistant clerk to the Philadelphia legislature, was given the task of engrossing the completed document onto parchment. New York's Governor Morris became mindful of the fact that the convention's hard work was now subject to being second-guessed in the Confederation Congress. Anticipating that some in Congress would say that the Constitutional Convention had gone too far, he drafted a letter of transmittal. He said,
"Friends of our country have long seen and desired that the power of making war, peace, and treaties, that of levying money and regulating commerce, and the correspondent executive and judicial authorities should be fully and effectually vested in the general government of the Union."
Toward that end, he went on to say, the nation required a different organization. Our prosperity, felicity, safety, and perhaps our national existence, he said, depend upon consolidation of our Union. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.